Black, 7 for Cass City. Substitution, Luke Woodkey checks back in. First moments for him in about 6 minutes. Replaces Parker Yon.
If the Pirates recognize the fact that this is a zone, they're going to go ahead and have a field day with their three-point shots.
Out there for Cass City now. Cathrell, Horn, Harry, Reijauer, and Anthus. Our Beach in a 1-1-3 zone. Over to the left wing to Cathrell. To the high post to Reijauer. Against McGlinski. Turns inside the lane. Pump fakes off the glass. In for two and one. Reijauer now with 7 points. Foul go against Evan Smiglinski. That's his first, team second. And it's now 44-39. Cassidy up by five.
Reijauer was going up against Smiglinski, and he had no fear. He
much
knew,
more athletic
he knew
there.
That ball was going in.
Mason Booms sits down. Parker Yon checks in. One free throw coming from the foreign exchange student from the Netherlands, Den Bosch, Netherlands. Free throw's up, and it's good. And we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald and the Red Hawks, a full timeout. They lead by 6 points, 45-39, with 89 seconds left here in the third quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout called by Cass City, Harbor Beach on offense. They trail by 6 points now. Cass City with a 6-point lead, 45-39. Half court trap coming from Cass City now. Down to Parker Yon, to Evan Smiglinski. Gets tipped out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball. They're saying tipped by Cass City.
The minutes. Pressure zone did its job. I think Coach Pernald wanted
the turnover. Parker Yon gets the inbound, foul, and one. Going to the free throw line for Parker Yon. Foul goes against number 12 of Cass City, Alex Perry. That's his fourth, team seventh. Basket counts for Parker Yon. It's now 45-41. Grant Smiglinski checks in, replaces older brother Evan Smiglinski. That stops a 6-0 run from Cass City. It was 39-39. And 45-39. The only free throw from Parker Yon is good. And now it's a 3-point ball game with 1:15 left in the third. 45-42, Cass City by three.
Each team having their timely spurts.
Aiden Horn brings the ball up for Cass City. Cross midcourt to Reijauer, left wing. Skip pass to the right wing. Cathrell for three. It is up and it's short. Rebound brought in by Aiden Horn, though, for Cass City. Reijauer, top of the key, dribbling against Sanderson. Now Anthus, 55 seconds left. Aiden Horn dribbling around the perimeter. Kicks it inside the lane, and we have a carry against Aiden Horn. Eighth turnover for the Redhawks.
Which negated the block shot.
50 seconds left in this third quarter. Evan Smiglinski, Dylan Kadar check in, replacing Grant Smiglinski and Mason Booms. Luke Woodkey bringing the ball up over to Dylan Kadar, left wing, to back up to Woodkey. To Dylan Kadar, left wing. Trying to get this zone defense off balance. Luke Woodkey into the corner to Anderson. Anderson going around the perimeter to Woodkey, back to Anderson. Down to Smiglinski underneath the zone. Skip pass the left wing to Kadar. To inside the lane to Smiglinski, right block. Off the glass, in for two. Smiglinski with an 8-point quarter. He has 14. It's now 45-44.
That was a nice setup pass by Yon.
Cass City leads by just 1 point with 15 seconds left. Aiden Horn going for the last shot to Tom Reisauer, left wing, 10 seconds left. Starts his dribble. Michael Anderson against him. Aiden Horn takes the three, takes his time. It is up short. Rebound brought in by Anderson. Half court, Shuck is up, and it is off the mark. And Cass City leads by just a mere point, 45-44. Entering the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and your spring planting finance needs begin at North Star Bank. North Star Bank has agricultural lending specialists to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions, changes, and developments that affect the industry. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed-rate financing so you can have a successful harvest.
This is Chuck Wright, Ag Lending Specialist at North Star Bank. We offer financing terms that make sense for your specific needs. Visit any of North Star Bank's Ag Lending Specialists to get your spring planting needs in line. Set up your appointment today. Let's start a program that works for you.
With North Star Bank's streamlined ag lending process and expert staff, you can get a jump on planting season. North Star Bank's ag lending specialists will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
On to the fourth quarter, they feed it into a new man out there, number 21, Jeremy Velasquez, and he traveled with it. And he'll get the ball back to Harbor Beach. 45-44, Cassidy leads by 1 point. Both teams with 9 turnovers. Jeremy Velasquez into the ballgame for the first time tonight. Michael Anderson bring the ball up.
He's a good ball player. Watched him on JV last year.
Sandy Cothrell with 17 points for Cass City, 14 points for Evan Spolinski for the Pirates. Dylan Cater, top of the key. Into the corner, Luke Woodke takes the three. It is up. It is no good. Rebound. And it's going to be a foul against Evan Spolinski as he went for the push into the body and went over the top. That's his second, team's third. Plenty of substitutions in the ballgame. Landon Schenck checks in, replaces Jeremy Velasquez. Evan Spolinski, Dylan Cater sit down, replaced by Grant Spolinski and Mason Booms.
It's like a hockey game with all the line changes.
Offense for defense, defense for offense. 45-44, Cass City leads by just 1 point. Top of the key to Schenck, over to the right wing to Horn. Wide open, Tom Reisauer in for two and one. Reisauer goes back to the free throw line for his second attempt at a three-point play. Now a three-point lead, 47-44. Foul goes against Parker Yon, his first, team's fourth. Go, 47-44, and there's Smolinski and Kanar checking in. Smolinski and Boom sitting down. Tom Reisauer at the free throw line shooting one. He has 10 points, trying to make it 11, and trying to extend this three-point lead to four. Free throws up, it's short, rebound still loose and brought in by Alex Perry. Keeps possession alive. And there, it's finally stolen away by Dylan Kadar. 10th turnover for Cass City. And it's stolen by Sandy Cothrell. 10th turnover for Reach. And oh, he traveled with it.
Good call.
11 turnovers for Cass City. Cothrell can't believe it. Fernald can't believe it. 6:59 left in the fourth.
With one dribble, he got a lot of steps in between.
47-44. Fernald claims he was swatted across the hands.
On the play before, maybe.
3-point game, Cass City leading on the road at Harbor Beach. Last time these two teams played, it was a two-point game and a two-point win for Cass City in Cass City. Into the corner, Luke Woodke takes his time back out to Michael Anderson. Ron Ruble calling the shots, gives to Dylan Kadar. Directing traffic would be Ron Ruble from the bench. 6:40 left in regulation. Trees out top. That would be Hayden Horn and Ken Lantis. There's the trap coming to Luke into the corner. Michael Anderson takes the three. It is up, and it's good. Anderson with 16 points, and now we're tied at 47 with 6:26 left in the fourth quarter. Aiden Horn over the right wing to Reisauer. Dylan Kadar against him. Goes inside the lane. Nothing there. Parker Yon strips him, and they're going to say off of Parker Yon. Cassidy Ball. 6'6